More tech news now as we come up to the top of the hour, like the DJs say. Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, is here. Fevzi, thank you very much for joining me.
It's a pleasure. Yeah, good, thank you. Can I say a word about that clock hack?
Just one sentence. Say it.
The key is not to stop these attacks. These attacks will happen. And, you know, it's not only can you use their servers, the criminals get a help desk when they have problems. They get better service for tech than we do. But the key to this is you can't necessarily prevent it. These companies have to encrypt the data that they hold on all of us properly. So when it is stolen, when, not if, it's no use to them. You don't even have to report it as stolen. I predict that there'll be a number of fines issued for the UK-based companies by the ICO, the Information Commissioner's Office in the UK. Will if the BBC and others have held information and haven't encrypted it properly,
and of course
haven't chosen,
we don't
haven't
know
chosen software.
That we have to make that point. We don't
no.
100% know that.
Yeah, but the companies wouldn't be worried if some of the data wasn't in the open. That's the problem. And you know, that's like leaving your front door open. It's still the fault of the criminals for breaking in, but we sure as hell made it easy for them to steal all
and
our stuff.
And what about this idea that I'd never heard that Greg just mentioned? And, you know, Greg has got a long track record in all of this, that you can actually put a kind of firewall break on the amount of data that goes. So once data starts, it's almost like, you know, you've got, I don't know, you've got a bath and you've got a leak in it. It's almost like you have some kind of regulator that stops your bath leaking beyond a certain point.
Yeah, so it's security software that looks for suspicious behavior. So it's if it starts seeing gigabytes of data flowing out that has some of the hallmarks of being suspicious, then it can be cut off. The problem with that is if the hack has allowed the hackers to gain control, then those sorts of measures could be disabled because it's as if they're sitting at the computer controlling it. So if they know what they're doing, they may be able to do it. But yes, this is always cat and mouse. We will do something, they will circumvent it, we will circumvent their circumvention, and so it goes. But so the key to all of it is to encrypt it in such a way that what they steal is gobbledygook and no use to anyone.
Which brings us to quantum computing, Fevzi. And I wanted to ask you about this. Intel, they announced the release of the newest quantum research chip. It's called Tunnel Falls. It's a 12... Do you call it qubit? Qubit?
Qubit? Qubits.
Yeah, I thought so. 12-qubit silicon chip. It's making the chip available to the quantum research community. This, to me, and I don't know much about it, but it sounds like it's something that potentially is going to do that thing you and I have talked about for years, revolutionize the speed and quantity of calculations that we can do.
Yeah, it's huge. So quantum computers take advantage of a couple of quantum properties. One is the fact that a normal bit in a computer is either zero or one. It is either switched on or off. With quantum bits, qubits, they can be some of both. They can be in two states at once. It's a bit like Schrödinger's cat. You know, the cat is both dead and alive until you break in. Now, the benefit of that is instead of calculating something by doing this bit of the sum, then this bit of the sum, then this bit of the sum, it can do all the combinations and permutations simultaneously, which, by the way, speaks to what we were just talking about before, because then even if you encrypt it well, normally with a normal computer, it might take the age of a universe to brute force a good encryption system. It's going to be really interesting because when quantum computers start working properly and usefully, probably in a couple of years' time, we really need to be ahead of the game and find out how to secure everything. Otherwise, we're going to have a collapse of the banking system and lots else.
And finally, as they say, Mark Zuckerberg's plan for a rival to Twitter. Your thoughts?
Again. Yeah, it's not the first time that Zuckerberg and his individuals have tried this. They've failed before. It's very difficult to make a successful social network. It's not just a technical problem. Apple have tried it and failed. Others have tried it repeatedly and failed. Twitter has the advantage of being the incumbent. But what is different this time that makes me think that there might be scope for an alternative is the political schism that's occurred on Twitter, that Twitter is seen as having lurched to the right, which is great for those people of that persuasion and not so good for people of a more centrist or left persuasion. So I would say that there is that those people are looking for another home But having said that, I mean, Zuckerberg is not well liked either. So we'll have to see.
You said that.
I did. Well, you know, that's a personal opinion. He's not. Did you see that there was
Are you going to talk about the cage fight?
Yes.
Sadly, we don't have time to get deeply into that. But as far as I've been reading today, I've been trying to establish whether it's going to happen.
I don't think it is. I think Zuckerberg would kick Musk's backside,
We'll see, because apparently...
He studies martial arts.
Sadly, we don't have the time to do this. But if you ever fancy a cage fight, Febsy, we can do it. Febsy, thank you so much indeed. We've got to go.